Okay, Ollie, 3 points, and I think that's the result that the performance deserved tonight.
I thought probably we were the better team from the start till the first goal. I thought we went down a level after the first goal, and indeed after the second goal in the second half. I thought, you know, but the second goal, we needed to put them away. It was very similar probably to our game in Dundalk last weekend, where we had the majority of, or Dundalk had the majority of possession. They had the majority of the chances, but couldn't take the second goal until they got it and killed us. It was probably a reverse maybe here tonight, but until you got the second goal, I mean, Conor Melody had a chance at the start of the second half where we made a mistake and got caught in the middle of the field. And I think it was Carlton that had a chance at the end of the first half to equalise when a ball was whipped in from the left-hand side here. I think it was Sean Russell that got it in. Oh, he got between Keith and Niall Logue. And had that been on target, it could have been a different story. But all in all, I thought we deserved it. And look, we move on, Dermot. That's really all.
Yeah, the confidence shown by your team tonight, like from first whistle, Ollie, they took the game to Galway, and it was very clear that Hartford were really up for this one tonight.
Well, we'd want to be, like, you know, if we're not up for a home game and trying to get into the playoffs with 3 games to go, or 2 as it is now, there'd be something wrong. But I don't think you can, maybe, even games that we last year and around in the year, I don't think you could really question or argue with their work rate or endeavour. It might have been maybe the creativity in the final third was what we lacked. Now, we could have scored more than 2, but then again, you know, we also could have conceded one at 1-0 up, and we'd be licking our wounds here having dropped 2 points.
Yeah, and the chances that you created, quite a number of them fell the way of Mark Timlin. He had a good game tonight, Ollie, and he got the goal. His performance deserved as well.
Yeah, Mark's a good lad. I mean, Mark is an experienced lad too, where he's been in and out of the side through little niggles of injuries and that, and he's been very positive the whole way through, and we need everyone to be positive like him in that manner who are in and out of the side as well. But Jeff, he probably took, it might have been the hardest chance of the lot is the one that he took, but Ty Ryan made a great save at the end of the first half. He made a great reaction save with his body, and then he made one with his feet in the second half here, and it looked like one of those saves. And Tig is a decent quality keeper as well, and I thought, right, but we needed a second goal, and Mark's goal probably eased us a bit, and we got over the line.
Yeah, you did say during the week that there would be changes tonight in terms of the battle for promotion, Ollie. You look at the results elsewhere tonight, Drogheda losing, Shelburne only drawn against Athlone, so Harps all of a sudden in a strong position. You've guaranteed a playoff spot, anyway.
Yeah, they didn't. I know the results are right. I didn't check where mathematically it is, but you know, there's a hell of a difference between playing, if you like, third and fourth, having to go through 2 games and then go into a semi-final with whoever. Don't mind going into a final. You know, it's kind of, okay, we're, at least we're in a playoff, to put it that way too. Whether 2 weeks off is a benefit to us or not. I mean, the other side of it is, if UCD win next week, that's us having to get something out of Cabinteely, who are a decent side also, to get, second. You know, second. Okay, to put it that way too. And, you know, there could be twists and turns in this to come yet, but it doesn't surprise me, UCD turning anybody over tonight, not just Drogheda. I know Drogheda and the man sent off, but they rarely lose 2 games in a row, and they prove that tonight, and they prove the quality of why they're top of the league for a reason.
Yeah, well, the only downside of tonight was probably an injury to Mark Coyle. He asked to come off, Ollie. He looked to be in a wee bit of bother.
Yeah, Mark has struggled maybe since the break with the as not so much a recurring injury, but he probably needs time off completely for it to fully mend. But he doesn't do any damage by playing in it, but after a certain length of time, be it a training or in a match, that the knee starts getting sore, and he needs, and we need to manage it. We threw him in tonight. We took him off. You know, Mark will be grand. He'll be okay to do whatever next week or the week after, but he can't play a full 90 minutes week in, week out until he gets a rest at the end of the season, whatever that may be.
Yeah, so you mentioned there this 2-week break. Now, that's because the FAI Cup is on next weekend. What happens then, Ollie? I mean, is that something that you welcome? Is it timely, or is it something?
We've no choice, Charlie. Yeah. Like, you get thrown away to Dundalk. I mean, we didn't go to the Cup with open arms. Of course, we took a cut off it and we came out the wrong side of the better side one. You know, of course, we'd love to be still in the Cup without doubt. Like, we've a half decent panel there, as in we've got we struggled to pick our 18 tonight, you know, with quality lads. And that's a huge improvement of where we were maybe in the first half of the season. Of course, we'd love to be in the cup and maybe get game time to lads that didn't get game time in the last couple of weeks. Because if we are in the playoffs, whatever position in the playoffs that is, we need them. And we need everybody on board and fully behind us to have any hope in hell of trying to get through a hugely difficult playoff series as it is.